You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon on the phone line to try to discern exactly what happened in Chicago today is Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. What a different kind of day in Chicago this Tuesday happened to be, Wayne.
Well, of course, it was a lot of activity, sort of head-scratching day for a lot of us here. We thought when we saw some dry, clear weather come back after being out of the field for about 10 days that we'd see a little bit of a sell-off, a little hedge pressure. But it seems like the beans are coming in mainly west of the Mississippi, and the bean meal basis is about even out there, and it's 45 over east of the Mississippi where we're just starting to get back in the bean field. The technical trade took over, and they roared as we went along today with not a lot of hedge pressure until later in the day. So, real strong close. We're seeing technical points taken out, but we did come up against the upper end of the Bollinger Band today on the closes, so we'll see if that contains them.
Do you suppose it will, or do we have another move higher here?
You know, I think today is going to put a lot of people that aren't used to being on margin call for short positions. Those people haven't had to make margin calls for months now, and if they've sold as of late, why, it's going to get them a little worried because technically it was a pretty strong close. But, fundamentally, why it looks like by the end of the week that there's going to be a lot of elevators sitting pretty full and some pretty big piles being put outside.
What you just told me tells me Chicago will try to blow some of those folks out, and then maybe we might turn around and go down?
Well, the thought would be that we would start to see the pressure of this harvest by the end of the week here. But remember, we've got November bean options go off the board. There was quite a bit of open interest in those 960s. We hear that then there's also quite a bit of open interest at the $9 mark. So, which end is it going to pull towards by Friday afternoon?
Not only did the soybeans rally today, but so did the corn. Did that surprise you?
It really did, Todd. I didn't think our export numbers yesterday or the shipments weren't that good, but that was sort of being overshadowed because you can only load out so many bushels of grain at the Gulf a week, and you had the tremendous load out of beans. A little bit surprised the wheat continues to stay strong as we lost the tender to Egypt there today. So, we're still out of the world market as far as all that goes along. But all in all, why I think the beans were the leader and the corn and wheat come along for the ride.
Are there any of the outside influences that are pushing beans to the upside? For instance, in Brazil, are they still scheduled to put in as many acres as they think? Have things changed with the weather there, with the price of soybeans? I don't know. I'm looking for something.
Well, I think that, number one, they haven't got as much rain as they would like to down there. They're still dry. I think from three different weathermen on newswires yesterday and today that we've seen special reports saying that it looks by the end of the month we should be getting back to normal with our monsoons just starting a week or two later. There is an election that's going to be going on in Brazil. There's two candidates running, and if one of them gets in there, why, it's going to be friendly business, and the other one is going to be business as usual and probably a little bit detrimental. So the one could have an increasing real down there, and that could be something if he could gain enough confidence to win, but I don't know that that's it as much as the dry weather.
The other item that I know you're keeping a close eye on relates to crop insurance. Producers are harvesting a really good crop. Their gross revenues, though, will be really tight. This price in October really does make a difference for them.
It does, and actually, the most complaining I've heard on the phone is from farmers saying this rally is going to really hurt their chances of getting an insurance payment because their yields are so good. So even with this, this is sort of being a little bit detrimental as far as a crop insurance payment comes. But if the price is there, why it's still the same dollars to the farmer one way or the other.
It's a trade-off, but you have to take advantage of it. And I'm wondering what your thought process might be when you're looking at this kind of price tag for corn and soybeans now. And whether it changes your thought process on store or sell for either of those crops.
Well, I think with this little pump up, it's going to give us a real opportunity to probably just do a little pricing, not pay commercial storage, and to go on out and re-own a call if we care to. But I wouldn't re-own the call until we see a little more pressure on the market.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of Newmarket, Indiana, and joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. He's just one of a myriad of analysts we talk to each and every week right here on the agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. And I'm going to ask you to do something right now that I hope is as important to you as it is to me. I want you to make a phone call. Dial this number, 217-244-9455. You know why, right? Because I want you to pledge your financial support to Illinois Public Media. It is public radio, and that means you're involved in the process. In fact, about 40% of the cost of production of programming that comes from the radio stations from Illinois Public Media here on the Urbana-Champaign campus comes from you, our listeners. That means we really need you to make a phone call in support of agricultural programming. Do it right now, 217-244-9455. I like the $120 level. That's a really good place to start. You have to make sure you tell them when they answer the phone that you're supporting agriculture, or if you happen to be going online at willag.org and hitting that red button up at the top that says donate now, there is a place that says agriculture on it. However you do it, make sure that you tell them you're supporting agriculture at Illinois Public Media